Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this morning is written in Matthew chapter 22, beginning with the 33rd verse. Jesus says, "Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a winepress in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits." Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In the sermon from last Sunday, do you remember what the religious leaders asked Jesus? I can hold up the palm branch if that helps bring back some memories. The chief priests and scribes were upset after the chain of events that happened on Palm Sunday. So they came to Jesus and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" They challenged Jesus' authority as true God. In response, Jesus told them three parables, one of which serves as our sermon text today. These parables warned the leaders who rejected Jesus. The leaders in this parable reject the Son, who is Jesus, leading to the kingdom of God being taken away from them and given to others. In this parable, we see that our Master patiently waits for his fruit. He carefully made the vineyard, but the tenants' rejection failed to bring forth fruit. The only way to bring forth fruit is by faithfulness in Christ. This parable begins with the master of the house making a vineyard. The master is God himself. He created the vineyard. He built a fence and a tower and dug a wine press. The fence would have kept out enemies and contamination from weeds. The tower provided protection and storage. The master of the vineyard did everything he could to provide for his vineyard. He gave even more than was needed. God left his vineyard in the hands of tenants. These tenants represent the religious leaders of Jerusalem. The same people who asked Jesus, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" The fact that he left and went abroad shows that he trusted the tenants. The duty of the religious leaders was clear. They were to take care of the vineyard and produce its fruit. The time for the fruit had come, so God sent servants to the tenants to get the fruit. The servants represent God's prophets. The fruits are a result of faith in Christ, which are true sorrow over sin, faith, and obedience to God's word. Instead of giving his servants fruit, the tenants beat, stoned, and killed them. The master of the vineyard sent even more, and the same thing happened to them. This represents what Israel did to God's servants, the prophets. They persecuted them, even to the point of killing some of them. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. This is an odd way of treating the master's servants. You would think that they would respect them. After all, the master provided the tenants with their daily wage. In many ways, their lives depended on the master of the vineyard, just as ours depend upon God. Their actions show, however, that they rejected the master. The master, who represents God, finally sent his son. He said to himself, "They will respect my son." When the son came, the wicked tenants took him outside of the vineyard and killed him. The son is Jesus. He was taken outside of Jerusalem and killed by the religious leaders who were entrusted to take care of his church. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. The tenants' actions didn't make sense, but this is because in their sin, they rejected Jesus. This was a fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah concerning Jesus the Son. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. After the death of his son, the question remains, what will the master do to those tenants? The easy answer is the death sentence. And the tenants knew it too. The religious leaders gave the answer. They said, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." The vineyard will be given to others, and those who rejected the Son will receive punishment in hell. Their rejection means that they don't get to be a part of the kingdom of God. It can be easy to think, of course, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't reject Christ. I respect him and everything he's done for me. And yet, Every time we commit a sin, we reject the prophets and even Christ. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions. Jesus also says, "The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me. And the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Our sinful nature rejects Jesus. It's our sin that nailed Jesus to the cross. We're also guilty of the sin of the tenants. Our sins necessitate the death of Jesus for our forgiveness. We also deserve a miserable death, suffering in hell. And yet, the very Son our sinful nature rejects has died for our sins. Have you never read in the scriptures, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." The stone is Jesus. He is the cornerstone on which the Old and New Testament church is built, and by his holy life and death brings us forgiveness. He even was rejected by the Father upon the cross. He did this for us because he loves us. After the tenants' rejection, the kingdom of God was taken away and given to others, including us. This was a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. "For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts." Just as God was patient in sending his Son to the penance, to the tenants, he is also patient with us. The master of the vineyard didn't immediately fire them, even though that might make sense to us. Instead, he kept giving them opportunity to repent, even though it seemed absurd. This means that he desires the tenants to be part of the kingdom of God. He desires not only the tenants to be part of the kingdom, but everyone from every nation, including us, to be part of the kingdom. The only way that we receive the Son is through faith. This faith is created by the Holy Spirit through our baptisms. "For as many of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Our Master, God Himself, cares for us in the Word and sacraments. Every time we sinfully reject God, He patiently waits for us to come to Him in true sorrow over our sins for His wonderful forgiveness. While God always forgives our sins, persistent, intentional sin can destroy our faith and result in rejecting Christ and His forgiveness. And this can happen to any of us, regardless of who you are or what job you have, even if you're the vicar. But in faith, we realize our sins and, in true sorrow, turn to Christ for forgiveness. Just as God continues to show patience with the wicked tenants, He also shows patience with us. In true repentance, our new man in Christ no longer wants to sin, but instead obey our master in following his commands and serving him in the kingdom. As we approach the end times of the church year, we remember that Jesus will come again. But instead of rejecting him like the tenants, let us be faithful to him. We are faithful because we have faith created in our hearts through baptism. Through faith in Christ and what he has done, God sees us faithful and holy and perfect through Christ. The religious leaders' rejection of Christ resulted in the kingdom of God being taken away from them and given to others. This is because they had rejected Christ and the gospel message, which was handed down to them through the Old Testament scripture. This serves as a reminder to us that God takes our rejection of him seriously. Even though our sinful nature rejects him, however, Christ died for our sins. By faith in him, through our baptisms, we are a new creation in Christ and part of God's kingdom. We are the people who are given the kingdom of God, which is a relationship with him as our king. Since we are part of God's kingdom, we eagerly look forward to the Son's second coming when he takes us to be with him in heaven. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.